This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. A new report from the Council on Criminal Justice shows the decline in crime in Chicago as part of a national trend. The study's author is Ernesto Lopez, who says Chicago's homicide rate spiked in 2020 and 2021, worse than homicide numbers that increased nationally. But now Chicago has seen a more significant decrease than the national average.
The first half of 2019 to the first half of 2025, you see that Chicago is about 25% below where they were. So that's quite a big shift, which is a lot to do, considering that it's a fairly high homicide rate as a large city.
The study shows nearly all crime categories in Chicago, including shootings, carjackings, and sexual assaults, are below pre-pandemic levels. Lopez says they didn't study what is driving these declines. Today would have been Emmett Till's 84th birthday. Till was a black 14-year-old boy, and his brutal lynching was one of the catalysts of the civil rights movement. A memorial service was held in Chicago today at Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ, the same church where Till's open casket funeral was held nearly 70 years ago. Zion Ali sang "A Change is Gonna Come" by Sam Cooke during the ceremony. Ali says Till is a big brother to all.
A soul lost, but the impact was like a water droplet. You know how when the water hits the ocean and it makes like a big wave? That's the impact that Emmett made.
Family, political leaders, and community members gathered to honor Till's legacy. Organizers also shared updates on the restoration of the historic church. If you're vegan and live around the Chicago area, you now have a farmer's market all your own, thanks to Betty Alper, who is a vegan chef and owner of Bot Bakery in South Shore. She's been a matriarch in the city's community since 2007, and her father, Joshua Alper, is the market's manager. And he says after a series of successful baker's markets in the spring and decades of cultivating relationships with area farmers and vegan foodies, the timing felt right.
It's always been about the food. It's always been about the quality. So I think that people really respect the fact that she went for this totally organic, totally vegan, totally gluten-free for her business. They are very trusting of her when it comes to the market.
The Chicago Vegan Farmers Market can accommodate 20 vendors. It's going to rotate every Friday afternoon at the former home of vegan restaurant Liberation Kitchen on Grand Avenue in Westtown. The Chicago Sky were crushed by the Seattle Storm last night, losing 95-57. The team had just 8 active players available. Angel Reese was out with back tightness and is listed day-to-day. On the bright side, Camila Cardoso had a double-double with 13 points and 13 rebounds. Marquisha Davis made her debut with the Sky. She's on a 7-day hardship contract, and coach Tyler Marsh says her athleticism could help the stagnant Sky offense.
She was confident. She got up some shots pretty early, and so it was good to see that aggressiveness from her. She fits into, you know, to the locker room and what have you. And so, you know, we'll see what she continues to bring. But I thought it was a solid first day for her, first game.
The Sky will host the Indiana Fever on Sunday at the United Center. But Fever star Caitlin Clark is recovering from a groin injury. She's not expected to play. You're listening to The Rundown. President Donald Trump promised last year lower prices on day one during his campaign. So in December, the Sun-Times started tracking prices at 4 different grocery stores. It found that very few items dropped in cost. Sun-Times reporter Stephanie Zimmerman and my WBEZ colleague, editor Emily Seiberg, met with Charlotte Maggio at a local grocery store to talk about how she shops for food as consumer prices stay high.
I'm first generation Italian American on my father's side, second generation barely on my mother's side. Back then, when I was a kid, I grew up where there were all these individual butcher shop, poultry shop, delis, all these Italian stores all the way up and down Chicago Avenue. My mother, she would walk me to school every day to Our Lady of Angels Grammar School. We'd walk all the way down Chicago Avenue, and then she'd come and pick me up after school, walk me back. And on the way back home in the afternoon, we'd stop at all these different stores. Back then, people shopped more frequently, and stuff was fresher than it is now. There was one place where they would actually butcher the chicken right there for you. I use all the store apps, the loyalty programs and stuff. I use them. I watch what they've got, what coupons there are to clip there, and I look for things. I basically zero in on things that I buy. I'll buy cereal once in a while, but I tend, you know, if it's like $7 for a box, I'm like, forget it. You know, I won't bother. And I've been living here. I've lived in this country my whole life, and even though I was raised the way I mentioned to you, you know, I've been corrupted for sure. You know, I'll get my sweet tooth or my snack attack, and you know, I'll go in the aisles, you know, and buy what, you know, I would call junk. If I was like working and I didn't have a stocked freezer, what I would do and what I would suggest people do is to shop the sales and make a meal plan for the week based on what's on sale. You got zucchini on sale this week. If you've got some cheese, maybe you'll find cheese on sale or whatever. You can, you know, work something up with zucchini, cheese, you know. Prosciutto, which is a specialty Italian ham. It's made out of the leg, and they slice it a certain way, season it and slice it a certain way. It's $14 a pound this week. Typical, even... You know, during COVID, the prices started going up. But I remember being able to get prosciutto, you know, maybe 4 years ago for $6 a pound. Now, then it went up to $7, $8 a pound. Then now, if it's on sale, it's $9.99. So, you know, there's some things I won't do anymore, you know, because I tell myself it's ham, Charlotte. It's ham.
Charlotte Maggio telling us some of her shopping strategies. She spoke earlier with my colleagues, Sun-Times reporter Stephanie Zimmerman and editor Emily Seiberg, as part of our Money Desk series. Weather, it's a cloudy, warm, and humid day. We've seen some scattered showers, a high in the mid-80s, upper 70s, though, near the lake. And for the weekend, warm and humid, you'll see rain on Saturday, sunny and hot on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.